Shlomo, I just finished singing, teaching, and telling stories to a gathering of people in New York. He told the story of a mayor, Permishliner, that's all, who would go down to the river every day, break the ice, and immerse himself in freezing water. It was common for great rabbis of those times to go to great length in order to do the ritual immersion, the mikvah. What's special about this rabbi was that in order to get to the river, he had to descend a steep riverbank, which was covered with ice. When the Rebbe was asked how he did this impossible feat, he replied, "I hold on to above." Some scoffers tried to show that his feat was really easy to accomplish. They tried to follow the holy rabbi down the steep bank. Unfortunately for them, they broke a few bones while falling down the icy slopes. Now, Shlomo was leaving the building. But in front of him, there was a long stairway covered with ice. Some of the people started challenging Rosh Shlomo. "How about holding on to above?" Rosh Shlomo offered a little prayer and raced down the steps. The ones who made that comment were stunned, but soon they figured it must not be so as hard as they thought. Nebuch, even with the help of the railing, they slipped and slid down the stairs. They obviously didn't know how to hold on to above. Shem should bless us that in every action that we do, we hold on to above. We daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu that it could turn out right. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help. He'll always help us. Have a wonderful day. From Zivi Ritchie's book, A Friend to Our Generation, told by Joshua Ritchie.